2. Conceptual framework and system architecture of saguaro glyph. Haptics has long been used in literacy instruction for individuals with dyslexia. However, traditional multisensory learning methods have typically been limited to letter-level activities, such as shaping letters out of clay or exploring letter blocks through touch. While these approaches can help develop memory for letter shapes, they often fall short in strengthening the association between letters and sounds or in forming whole word memory, both of which are essential for fluent reading. To overcome these limitations, saguaro glyph introduces a novel tactile reading program. In this program, learners engage in a structured process where they watch and listen to audiovisual content while simultaneously looking at and touching three-dimensional tactile plates and reading aloud. Through this integrated approach, the program enhances the following cognitive functions necessary for reading and spelling. Formation of letter shape memory. Development of associative memory between letter shapes and sounds. Formation of word form memory. Generalization at the sentence level. 1. Phase 1, formation of letter shape memory and integration of letter-o-sound associations. In the first phase of learning, students engage in tactile reading of the 26 letters of the alphabet. While watching dedicated video and audio content, they visually observe and simultaneously touch three-dimensional letters with their fingers while reading aloud. Through this multisensory process, tactile feedback enhances the formation of robust memory for letter shapes and facilitates the integration of letter and sound associations. 2. Phase 2, formation of word form memory. Next, learners read three-dimensionally printed word lists through tactile exploration. These word lists are structured according to phonics principles, progressing from simple spellings to more complex ones. By engaging in see, touch, read aloud learning, students develop chunked memory units based on spelling. This enables learners to mentally visualize clusters of letters as coherent units of spelling and sound, which contributes to the formation of word form memory. Utilizing these internalized word forms supports greater reading fluency and improves spelling accuracy. 3. Phase 3, generalization of word form memory. In the final phase, learners read a wider variety of words through tactile exploration to further generalize and reinforce the word form memories established in phase 2. Especially by reading image-rich sentences through see, touch, read aloud activities, semantic processing helps establish bypass pathways between the visual and phonological lexicons. This process facilitates the automatic recall of phonological representations linked to the visual forms of spellings and words, an effect further detailed in the section on RAN facilitation mechanisms.